T-Mobile.
For CBA Mobile.
They let you out on the road again. W2T Mobile and hopefully going away from you.
Something about, but I'm headed to the house, so never fear. I doubt we're very close.
I don't know. I'm just leaving Simpsonville, so I'm just headed back towards my side of the over into that other county that you know. So I've been down here in Simpsonville, had to come down for a molding for my new hearing aid.
I can hear you on the input. I had to go over to the dentist office and pick up. They made a snore guard device, and they want me to wear a wrist band that checks my pulse, and I'll wear it for 2 nights, and then I'll take it back to them Wednesday.
They want to see if you suffer from sleep apnea, things like that. Friend of mine, they did that to him before they decided that that wasn't really his problem, and his problem turned out to be a sinus problem, and that involved some surgery. He was not too happy with that, though. Anyway, but yeah, I'm on Highway 417 headed back over to towards Moore and Duncan and all over that direction right now. So anyway. But you had to come over here to Simpsonville to the hearing place. Got my hearing aid all approved, and I had to come over today so they could mold the inner ear so they make it up so it fits in my ear like it's properly supposed to, you know?
That's good. Well, hopefully that'll fit like it's supposed to and work like it's supposed to.
A more programmable unit than the last one I had, and the last one I had two options, either a loud sound or a low sound, and that was it, and they programmed it for what they thought my hearing should be, what I should be hearing, but it didn't seem to be the work, and it was one of these where you mount it over your ear and then stuck the little thing inside your ear. And that was all right until it quit working. And it also seemed to do pretty good if you weren't using headphones and things, because the headphones had a tendency to pads to be right on top of the microphone for the hearing aid. So that's why I'm going back to an in the ear canal one. W2T Mobile.
Or CBA Mobile. Well, I went to the dentist. They, they sent me a text, and said to text this number when you arrive today at 11:30. And so I got there and I text arrived, and they said that I wasn't supposed to be there until next week. And so I was a little confused by that, but I said, okay. So I left and went and got some gas, and then they texted me back, and they said that I could come on in. Well, I was at the gas station. So I texted back and told them, I could be there in a few minutes. So I went back and got the device. So it was a little frustrating, but we got it done.
Well, I'm over here at the intersection of 417 or whatever they call it here, Levon Road and Scuffletown Road, this nice four-way stop over here, where I hate these things.
Yeah, there's several of those when I go out to Steve's. I take Wade Hampton at 357, and I've never seen so many stop signs, I tell you.
Check figure out why they make some of these four-way stops like they do. There's one on the other side of on 417 on the other side of 146 Woodruff Road, and where it goes on over towards my place. And there's a four-way stop there, and the road I'm on is 417, which is a state road. The other is just a county road that goes across it, yet they've made that one a four-way stop. Have no clue why. But, you know, just something else to hassle those of us that need to get somewhere, you know.
Trying to slow everybody down. I'll tell you. Yeah, I couldn't believe it when they, downtown, well, in Greenville, coming into downtown, they narrowed Augusta Street from two lanes to one lane, four lanes, well, yeah, four lanes to two lane. And then, East North Street, they narrowed it from three lanes to two lanes. And, you know, those are main thoroughfares and people use to go to work. And all it does is just, you know, made the traffic back up worse and makes the drive to work more frustrating for a lot of people. But anyway, they're trying to make downtown beautiful.
Oh yeah, know all about that. Been over there in downtown and worked several events at downtown Greenville. Our barbershop course works over there every year to do events in downtown Greenville. We sing and we also spend 3 days with workers, so, you know, we earn ourselves some goodwill and also a chance to make a buck or two for our chorus. So anyway, but now I'm at one of the roundabouts that I have to go through to get back over to 417 going into Spartanburg.
Well, I have arrived, so I'm going to say adios and talk to you later, and be careful out there on the road. And I'm sure I'll talk to you before, but if I don't, have a Merry Christmas. Stick around for your final 73s, KB4CBA.
All right, not a problem there. Good deal that you made it home. And I'm going by your place on 417 where they're on Woodruff Road here, where they are developing another subdivision, just what they need, more subdivisions. I guess people have got a lot of money to build houses. Anyway, you have a good one, David. Talk to you later. KB4CBA, W2T Mobile.